Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Racing Pod Blast with me, Tony Mack, and Ben Aiken from Narrowing the Field. Welcome along, everybody. We're track hopping this week, focusing on three handicap hurdle races, with two of those coming from Sandown, as well as a trip across the Irish Sea to cover the Big Field Stayers Handicap Hurdle from the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. And then, as always, we're off back to Scotland for our usual football tricksy battle, top, middle and bottom. But racing first, and to Sandown, starting with the 125 race, the Virgin Bet Novices Handicap Hurdle. Ben, welcome along, mate, and can you start us off with that one?
Morning, Tony. Yep, I have a short list for the 125 from Sandown of 135 Not Out, Magical King and Diplomatic Ash. 135 Not Out, he represents Paul Nicholls. He won the race last year with Twin Power, and he's a solid overall record in Sandown novice handicap hurdles, especially with horses that finished first or second last time out. With those types, he is 8 winners and 7 placed horses from 26 qualifiers. 31% win strike rate, 58% win a place strike rate, and over 42 points profit. 135 Not Out, he ran a big race at Kempton last time out on Boxing Day, only just failing to land a Class 2 contest. Form of that race has been boosted by a third horse coming out and winning its next start. So I think there's some good pointers for 135 Not Out. Magical King, he catches my eye mainly due to the record of Stuart Edmonds. Since we turned into 2024, his National Hunt handicappers have returned 4 wins and 2 places from 14 runners. Kieran Gethins has ridden 3 of those 4 winners. He's on board Magical King. Also worth noting that Stuart Edmonds holds some solid stats with the Sandown National Hunt runners aged between 4 and 6. With those types, he is 6 winners and 5 placed horses from 16 qualifiers. It's a 69% win and place strike rate. So his runners do seem to enjoy Sandown. The Magical King was last seen running a decent third in a Class 2 maiden at Cheltenham on New Year's Day. The horse that finished second came out and won a Class 3 easily at Doncaster last weekend. So early signs are that it could be a decent race to keep an eye on, that Cheltenham race that Magical King ran in. And then Diplomatic Ash, he's the other that catches my eye. He's trained by Gary Moore, and he does like to fire one at this race. He's saddled 12 runners in the race. One of them has won, 3 others have placed. If you look at his runners in the race that were making their handicap debut and finished first or second last time out, then it gives a race form line of 6th, 3rd, 2nd and 1st. Limited numbers, of course, but Diplomatic Ash does fit that profile. He could be one of those that outruns his odds. Now, I do like the Nicholls runner, but I'm going to go for bit of an each way value at around 9-1 with Magical King for me in this one. Tony, what have you got for us?
Good one, mate. Yeah, I've got an each way one. I also like, unfortunately, I do like the favourite Jinko Blue. That's come up okay on my different forecasts that I have. One from 2 starts since finishing second on debut at Warwick in a very taking first start in November before getting off the mark for connections at the second time of asking, beating 11 rivals on good to soft ground at Newbury in December, winning by a length. I do like it. I do like Jinko Blue for trainer Nicky Henderson and James Bourne. He's 2-1 as we speak at the moment. He's out of he's a gelding by Great Pretender out of a San de San mare as well. So some good backtracking progeny coming out of the Great Pretender as well. So Nicky Henderson, Jinko Blue, I wouldn't put anybody off back in the favourite. But I do like the Jim Boyle trained Classic Anthem here. Solid and consistent form in his last 4 career starts for Jim Boyle, winning at the 4th attempt. Gets on well with the jockey Robbie Dunn when winning at Sandown, a novice handicap hurdle over 2 mile, beating 6 rivals 2 lengths on heavy ground in December. Beaten as the 4-5 favourite on later start last month on soft ground at Plumpton. But I think Classic Anthem can get back to form and can go well at an each way price. It's around 7-1 at the minute. So classic anthem there, and Jingo Blue for me in that 125. On to the 3 o'clock at the Dublin Racing Festival. Race and Stay Handicap Hurdle, listed contest, over 3 miles and half a furlong. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, a nice and big competitive field, this one. It's only been 6 renewals, so not one I'm going to get stuck into in the trends. Naturally, tricky race to dig into, but I have a tentative sort of short list of Music of Tara, Goe Cool, Nine Graces, Will Do, and Search for Glory. Music of Tara was winning over 2.4 at Leopardstown Christmas meeting last time out. That was her first win in 10 career starts. Wasn't winning out of turn, though. She had some solid form already on her CV. She's a mare that handles large fields well. She is a win and 5 placed efforts from her 7 starts in fields of 17 or more. She finished 6th of 21 on her 1 unplaced effort. So she will handle the rough and tumble of this race without too much bother. Music of Tara. Goe Cool was also a winner at the Leopardstown Christmas meeting, winning over a furlong shorter by a neck in the Pertemps qualifier. He brings some solid course form in general to the table. He's won twice and placed once from his 4 starts at Leopardstown. He also handles ground with plenty of cut in it as well. Nine Graces finished a staying on 3rd in the same Leopardstown race, won by Goe Cool. She's another that's been running consistently, will handle the ground and the large field as well, Nine Graces. And I've got an Elliott pair, Will Do, was making his handicap debut last time out at Navan. Didn't make much of an impact there, but wonder if that was maybe down to the heavy ground. It was his first run on heavy, might just be better suited to the slightly quicker ground he'll meet with here. He's one of the least exposed in the field as well. He should have more still to offer, Will Do. And the other that caught my eye, Search for Glory. He's been relatively highly tried so far in his career. He ran in the Albert Bartlett at Cheltenham last season and also the Sefton Grade 1 at Aintree. And he actually makes his handicap debut in this race, and that's why he made my shortlist. Gordon Elliott has run 18 horses at the Dublin Racing Festival that are making their handicap hurdle debuts. 3 of them have won and 7 of them have placed. If you narrow that group further by horses that finished in the first 4 last time out and had won no more than 2 previous hurdle races, you get 3 winners and 7 placed horses from only 12 qualifiers. One of the unplaced horses finished 6th of 28, so you may well be paid out on that as well in some books. So Elliott does, he's got a good record with similar types to Search for Glory. And it would be those 2 Elliott horses that I'm most interested in. Will Do and Search for Glory, both available at double figure prices. So Will Do and Search for Glory for me. Tony, what have you got?
Yeah, I've got a quite a large short list here. Canal End and Fine Margin, who are up at the top of the betting. I'm with you on Will Do, mate, yeah, for Gordon Elliott and in the Gigginstown House stud colours there. And also Castlefield Boy, who's around 25-1. That's worth a second look as well as post time. Gets nearer, but I'm on Greehool with you as well for trainer Ted Walsh. 3 solid and consistent starts this term. 2nd of 17 at Punchestown on seasonal debut in October. 2nd of 19 on soft ground in November before win in the Pertemps qualifier at this venue over just short of 3 mile on heavy ground at the Christmas festival. She's a mare by Harzand out of a Singspiel mare. Obviously, Harzand won the Derby and the Irish Derby, so a listed handicap hurdle at the Dublin Racing Festival really wasn't necessarily on the agenda, but she is what she is, and Greehool has plenty of ability and stamina. I think Ted Walsh has been bringing her along nicely, and I think she can go well at a price of 12-1. So Greehool, for me, the only one at the moment in the 3 o'clock at Leopardstown, but on the shortlist, Canal End, Fine Margin, Will Do, and Castlefield Boy also. On to the 3:10. Here we go, Ben. Heroes Handicap Hurdle, Class 1 Premier Handicap over 2 miles, 7.5 furlongs. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, another competitive staying handicap for us. I am looking at a shortlist of Operation Mana, Transmission, Saint Davy and Hermino. Operation Mana has been progressing rapidly this season. One off three starts, two of which have been at Sandown. There could yet be progression to come at these staying trips as well. This only being his third start past 2 mile 4. His trainer, Tom Lacey, is 6 wins and 2 places from 12 runners with his hurdlers at Sandown since 2019. So the 8-year-old should be primed to go here. Operation Mana, high on my list for this race. Transmission comes here off the back of winning a Class 2 staying contest at Plumpton at the start of the month. It switched to Mulholland Yard in the summer, along with application of cheek pieces and a step up and trip. Looks to have brought about some serious improvement in the horse. He posted a really strong speed figure last time out, a pro form speed figure, in that Plumpton win. So Transmission, also high on my thoughts. St. Davy, the most unexposed runner in the field, only had the 4 career starts, this being only his 4th hurdle start and only his 2nd handicap start. So he could have any amount of improvement to come. He's a little bit tricky to accurately place at the minute. I don't have an overly strong opinion of where he might fit in the wider picture. And he would actually need to improve a fair bit on what he's shown so far, but that is more than possible given his profile. So kind of makes my shortlist due to his unexposed nature. And then there's Hermino, the other on my shortlist. I fancied him for the Lanzarote hurdle last time out, but I wonder if the cut back and trip on a speedy track possibly didn't suit him. So I think it's a good move to fire him back up and trip here. It's a bit of a strange one because I suspect they were keeping him low-key during his novice hurdle campaign with a view to him going novice handicap chasing this season. He had a disastrous couple of spins in novice handicap chases back in November, so they decided to ditch that, take another stab at hurdling. Admittedly, it might be a case of they're just throwing a few darts with him to see what sticks, but I do think there's potentially a decent horse in there with Hermino. He's one that is also high in my mind just now, but the one at the top of my thinking for this is Operation Amana. I think a double-figure price looks generous, especially with 4 and even 5 places on offer. So Operation Mana for me, Tony. Where are you at with this one?
I'm with you on Hermino. I was pleased to hear you giving Hermino a big shout-out there. Excellent stuff. The Lanzarote hurdle has produced a number of winners of this contest down the years. There's 3 qualifiers from this year's renewal lining up here. Good Luck Charm, who's 4th. Wonderwall, who's brought down. And Hermino, who ran a stinker at 15th. I've also got Ed Keeper and Gustavian on me shortly. So I'd say to listeners, just have a look at those as well. And just keep a look over Ed Keeper, Gustavian, Wonderwall and Good Luck Charm. See what you think. But I'll be going for Hermino. Improving sort last term, having a progressive season, running well in defeat at Ascot on debut in November 2022, Doncaster, and finishing 2nd of 10, beating 1 1/4 lengths in a handicap novice hurdle over 2 mile 4 furlong. Also wins last season at Plumpton and Warwick for Hermino. This season's been a disaster, absolute disaster for Hermino. Luckless when unseating at Ascot on seasonal debut, making too many mistakes at Plumpton in November to finish in down the field in the Lanzarote at Kempton last month. Hopefully Gary Moore can get it back up and running, and gambling on a return to form here, Ben, to be honest with you, that saw the seven-year-old improve £12 last year. So hopefully an each-way selection on Hermino in that 3:10 at Sandown, the Heroes Handicap Hurdle. Okay, the bit of the show you've all been waiting for. It's all just for fun, everyone.
Oh, golly, what a boy! The great thing about loving football is you cannot explain why you love it. It just happens. Chasing a ball round a park, wanting one team to win against the other.
El Mahoney, right foot, whips it. Oh, jeezy peeps, man.
Still sounds great, doesn't it? All right, top, middle, and bottom. Absolutely useless last week, mate. Stenhouse Muir went unbeaten for 56 games till I pour him up last week. Absolutely stinking the place out. Ben, give us the update on the current state of play, please.
Yeah, I'd say last week was a bloody disaster.
Unbelievable.
No winners from either of us. And as you say, we even managed to jinx Stenhouse Muir. Just disaster, write it off. Current totals. Me, +2.14. Tony, -33.59. Oh, it's slipping away from us. But this week, we are giving ourselves the option of also including matches from the Challenge Cup, which is otherwise known as the Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Pile of Crap Cup. And this week, my top, middle, and bottom is top, Morton to beat Dunfermline at 17-10. Morton on a bit of a charge in a minute. Unbeaten in 11 and have pulled in the most points of any team in the league in the last 10 games. Dunfermline, the opposite. They've been struggling for wins lately. No wins in the last six. So I am going to take Morton for the win, and I'm surprised they're not favourites for this match. Middle, Falkirk to beat TNS at 23-20, which is in the semi-finals of the Challenge Cup, this one. TNS come here on an 18-match winning streak and a 33-match unbeaten streak. But this is where it all come crashing down for them. Falkirk have won 10 of their 11 home matches. They've drawn the other one. They scored 27 goals in the process. They conceded only 4. They're also the winning most team in Challenge Cup history. They've won it 4 times in total. And they won't let the Welsh Giants TNS stand in their way here. So it is Falkirk for the win for me. And at the bottom, Stenhouse Muir to beat Dumbarton at 19-20. I'm going to take Stenhouse Muir to get back on track here against top, middle, and bottom favourites, Dumbarton. Stenhouse Muir been strong at home all season. They've got the best home record in the league. Dumbarton have been a bit average in recent starts. So Stenhouse Muir for me in the bottom, which is a top, middle, and bottom of top, Morton, middle, Falkirk, and bottom, Stenhouse Muir. Tony.
I'm saving 2 from 3 here, Ben. Morton away at Dunfermline at the top, 17-10. Greenock, Morton rather, unbeaten in 5 or more matches, and Dunfermline no wins in 6. 17-10, I think's a cracking bet against Dunfermline. Middle, my middle is different to yours, mate. Stirling at home to Cove at 21-10. Stirling finding a bit of form of late, winning the last 2, and Cove look in turmoil. No wins in 5, have lost the last 3, so there could be a dressing room disruption and all that. Players and the manager might have lost the dressing room, as they say, but they're in turmoil at the minute, and Stirling at home finding a bit of form. So 21-10, Stirling at home to Cove. I made all the dressing room disruption bit up, by the way. Bottom, Stenhouse Muir 19-20 at home to Dumbarton. Go along with all that you say. I just hope that Stenhouse Muir aren't our new Dumbarton. So
that's
Morton,
the worry, Tony. That's the worry.
Morton away at Dunfermline, Stirling at home to Cove, and Stenhouse Muir at home to Dumbarton, with young Aitken set to get back on the score sheet this week.
Not me. He's not related, I don't think.
Is he not? Did you check it out?
I don't like. I can't claim him.
All right. Keep looking, mate.
I'll try.
Many thanks for listening to the latest edition of the Racing Pod Blast. Very best luck with your betting at Sandown and Leopardstown this week. Don't forget top, middle, and bottom is just for fun. Remember, if you're an early riser, you can catch me on Shed Out Radio weekdays between 6 and 9. And also, you can catch Ben over on narrowingthefield.co.uk. Big thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks very much, Ben.
Cheers, Don.
Cheers now, and we'll see you next week with the next installment of the Racing Pod Blast. Have a great weekend, everyone.